Wisconsin Badgers women's swimming has been a competitive Big Ten program since the early 90s. The Badgers have finished top five schools in the conference 19 of the last 26 years. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's edition of Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. This show is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find out more and give quickly, safely, and securely anytime at WWIB.com. Waukesha South High School state record holder Molly Manchon spent 4 years at the net. She swam the 1, 2, and 500 freestyle races and fly races as a Badger, and she's graduated in 2019. She's with me to talk about her Badger experience. So, Molly, must have been a little surreal to all of a sudden, after the swimming season last year, to be done with your swimming career after all those years as a youth swimmer, high school state record holder, Waukesha, then with the Badgers. It must have been a strange feeling for you to wind it up the last time you touched the end of the pool, huh?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I've been competitively swimming since I was 6 and a half, so I'm 23 now. By the time I was done swimming, I was 22, so I spent 16 years of my life, like, competing in the sport. And it was very strange, for sure. That was probably why I like still being in school, so I had some sort of similar routine when it came to my classroom work. It was nice getting to sleep in those mornings, not having to wake up at 5 for morning practice, but you definitely miss it. You miss the team atmosphere. You miss just being there on deck. And honestly, you just kind of miss the grind. Like, I miss training hard. I miss working with a bunch of people towards one common goal and having people to motivate you when you're working out. And also just having it fit into your day was so nice. I for sure miss it. It's definitely weird.
Yeah, I bet. What was the experience like for those 4 years being a Wisconsin Badger?
Oh, man, being a Badger is just like, you can't even put words to it. It's such a blessing, and you just realize to be grateful for everything that's in front of you. I remember walking in my freshman year and not knowing where anything was, not knowing what to expect, just practice-wise, school-wise, daily life, living-wise, and your mind's just blown. Like, you're in this huge place that feels so big, coming from high school swim team, club team, to a super close-knit college team in a very big city that feels big when you're a freshman walking in. You're a little fish. And being a Badger through the 4 years has honestly impacted my life in the best ways. I've met amazing coordinators and academic advisors and lifting instructors, my swim coaches. You have all these people that are there to help you have the best experience through your sport and academic career and just help you grow personally while you have, you know, those teammates that are there to push you on the way that's like, hey, we're all struggling. We're going to struggle together, and we're going to get through it ultimately. I mean, after my college experience, being a Badger has taught me I can do anything that I put my mind to. Like, there's no limits. It's truly amazing. Just the impact that this campus has had on my life, and ultimately the best way. And I'm so blessed to call myself a Badger alum.
Yeah, and you're still in touch with what's going on with the program. What do you think of this year's team?
Yeah, the ladies are really strong this year. It's a little weird being out of it, but I met some of the freshmen that came in because I helped recruit them. And they're a great group of girls. Right? The Badgers are only going up from here, if anything. I think my class left a good impact, and I feel like the classes before me left a really good legacy as well. And we're just consistently watching our program move forward. And the girls they have coming in next year that they recruited are really top-notch. Like, I think by the time, like, the new pool rolls around and a couple more years under our belt, with the divers' help, I think a Big Ten championship isn't too far to look at for our team.
Yeah, you mentioned the new pool. That's going to open up sometime this year, at least scheduled sometime this year. $96 million Sauter Home Swimming Facility. What do you think that's going to mean to the future of Badger swimming?
Oh, that's huge for Wisconsin, especially in recruiting aspects. As soon as we tore down the surf, which was our main pool, we've been training in the Nat the past two and a half years, which is smaller. You don't have a long course pool. Pool space is difficult. Diving platforms aren't the best. So as soon as we get that new pool, like the recruits that we could get just by that is definitely way more than we can get now. It's huge for recruiting, especially at that age. You know, swimmers come in and they're thinking, okay, can I see myself swimming at this pool for 4 years? And that facility is just going to wow recruits coming in.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome facility. All right, Wisconsin Badger swimming alum Molly Manchon on the phone with me today and much more to talk about. It was a life-changing experience to be a Badger, but even greater experience from a spiritual standpoint for Molly, and we'll talk about that when we return to the airwaves on our next Sports and Commentary. Molly, thank you for being here. Have a great day until we talk to you again, all right?
Thanks, you too.